moving forward. All right. So hello, everyone. Welcome to the full moon try number 3. So we started on Facebook Live, and we'll probably just move through very quickly everything I was talking about. So let me just check and make sure that I've got everything off that could interrupt us. We were on Facebook and it wouldn't work properly, and we started over, and then we did it again, and that one was my computer just went black, and then I couldn't see Facebook anymore. And then I plugged it in thinking that it died, and it was at 35%. So I don't know, but the energies that we're going through, this is the reason we're getting together. So thanks for bringing your energies and your blocks and your insights and mine, and they're all blending together in this beautiful sacred space. So give me one more minute here to just make sure I've got my phones off, and probably because my computer rebooted, it probably needs to be turned off too. You should do the same. Get yourself in a comfy space and turn off all your bingers and bongers and get a sip. I got some more water here, and we're going to dive into the full moon. Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to the full moon. This is August 3rd of 2020. And as we all know, it's been quite the year. Have we been shedding? Hell yeah. So my recent near-death experience was very profound shedding, all the way down to the welts that appeared on my body, the toxins that kept coming out, the swelling that kept happening, the entering to other realms, repeating lifetimes and times and all kinds of interesting things. It was very much a shedding. And then at one point, as I started to reach the peak and then come out of it a day or two in, I realized my skin was like a baby skin. Like, I literally shed God knows how many lifetimes of skin, toxins, messages were coming out of my body, welts. And I realized at one point the bee was a shaman, and it was like going through a sacred ayahuasca ceremony or something. And I went into the experience deeper on a conscious level. And the higher I went, and the more I realized, oh, look, I'm repeating lives. I'm repeating timelines. I'm traveling through time and space. I can see the structure, like Thoth used to tell me. So Thoth, one of my wonderful guides, would, if you read the Emerald Tablets and other things, he always tells you things like, look up, look up. And I have this practice, and I tell a lot of my clients and students to use it, where you look up through your third eye, like within, you're looking up sort of between that bridge of your nose or a little bit higher, right? And the ability to just use that as a trigger to look to the higher levels of the scale. So we were talking about the scale, and you couldn't see it. So here it is. And I invite you to take a minute. I'm going to get a sip of water here and clear myself and take a look at it. So I was talking about how when you're in lower states of consciousness, like grief or fear or anger or guilt, you feel heavy. The energy is heavy. The feeling is difficult and struggle and force. And sorry, I'm trying to, there we go. And when you get lighter and lighter in a higher state, even anger. So I was teaching some of my clients recently how to rock climb, how to move up the scale by going, okay, well, I'm stuck in grief and regret, or I'm stuck in guilt and blame, and I really don't want to get out of here, but I can't even imagine being in acceptance or love or even willingness. Like, I just feel like shit. And that's just the reality. That's where you are. So you throw a rope up. Could I go into fear and anxiety? Okay, that's higher than where I am. Or could I go to anger? Most people can. Now, you don't want to stay there, so I'm not telling you to make yourself angry so you live there. But from anger, you have more energy, right? And you have more life force to be able to keep moving forward, doing things that are good for you, like this cleanse. So just take a moment, look at the scale. You can test where you are if you'd like, which is what we do with my clients and students, to see where you are now and see where you are at the end of the cleanse. And don't judge where you are. Use a truth testing method that you trust, muscle testing or pendulum. And if you don't trust it, then just see if you can intuitively tune into it without getting in the way with your attachment to, like, oh no, I don't want to be down at anger, or, you know, because in this cleanse, you're going to rise up the scale. All right. And there's going to be different ways it's going to happen, but the moon is going to be bring illumination. I'm going to be doing energy work and other things guiding. We've got the Sirians that are here. I said earlier, they might show up. They're here. Thank you. They're lining my room right now. Wow. Hi guys. I sort of felt something, but I just saw them. And we have the Lionsgate coming on Saturday, which is an amazingly important portal. So just like the eclipse, when through the final of the triple eclipse, during the full moon, super intense energy, I was walking through the underworld, facing my death and my fears, shedding my skin, completely in other worlds, traveling in and out of dimensions. And Thoth was there, and I was going, I'm looking up, Thoth. And it would just, I just would find myself there. I was just traveling to different realities and different places and different worlds, and work going through the underworld with Inanna, who's a Greek goddess that literally walked through the underworld, stripped her skin off. It's sort of like stripping yourself bare, shedding. It is a shamanic death, as a spiritual death, as a death of who I was, which is fine. And because you always come out the other side when you have a challenging experience, okay? Always with more goodies. Now you could get even more goodies if you decide from the minute that you have something interrupt your life, like getting sick, like the pandemic, like the restrictions, instead of fighting against it and struggling and worrying about how you might handle it, what if you drop into the moment and say, oh, this is a gift. There's obviously a door opening for me somewhere. And you look for it instead of focusing on the fear. Then you accept the fear and you start rising up towards acceptance. All right. So take a moment and look at it, because when we go through this, you're going to be rising up. You're going to be becoming lighter and more illuminated. You're going to be releasing your fears. Feel like you're unpacking them or unhooking them. We use the infinity symbol to weave into us and pull out unwanted things and take them out and put them, throw them, you know, give them to the infinite field, and then grab energy from the infinite field and weave it back into us. And we use it as a way to cleanse away our, attachments to blame, blaming ourselves, or shame and humiliation and not thinking we're good enough, or victimhood, or believing that we lack, or we're never good enough, or beliefs that you think you have to overachieve, or everything. The shedding is the gift. It is a freeing. It's an enlightening. And as difficult as it feels in the time, like it wasn't fun having welts break out all over me and worrying if I was going to die and wondering if I was going to get COVID and leaving Chris alone in a house he'd never been in with packed boxes and not spending the first night here in the house because I was in the emergency room for 12 hours and he's worried about me and completely disoriented. And like, it was one of those, everything is freaking breaking down. And when that happens, let go. Don't fight it. Don't try to hang on, because it hurts. So at first, my focus was really in the moment. Like, I'm so into natural healing. So I'm doing my energy work. I'm getting my homeopathics out. I'm asking my local assistant to get me more homeopathics and a cream over there. And I'm putting CBD oil on my skin. And I'm, you know, doing my radionics and my Rife machine. And it just, like, I've got everything going on. Okay. I am a multidimensional healer and I'm doing it nonstop on us. And so, of course, my focus became that. Then when you realize that you're being forced by your soul into a situation you don't want. I didn't want to go to the hospital. I don't want to deal with doctors. But I also realized there's a point when that Katy Perry song, where all the doors are closed to point you to the one that you're supposed to go through, and you have to give up. That's when you surrender and you let go and you move with it. And I'll tell you a little secret in a moment. So I needed to take that sip of water. So keep looking at these things because you're going to move up and look where you could grab onto. Could you go into trust or even neutrality? Could you feel empowered or released? Could you give yourself permission? See, at courage, your perspective is permitting. You start to give yourself permission to believe it might be possible or to not be obsessed with what someone else thinks or to let go of the way you used to be or to stop judging yourself. That's all you need. Permission moves you to neutrality and to trust. Then you begin to release and you become more enabled, a little stronger. And when you hit willingness, you've got optimism and hope and intention and inspiration. So just realize that wherever you find yourself as we go through this cleanse, accept it. That means you'll automatically start moving up the scale and you're going to learn a lot. In the meantime, you're going to see the patterns that you get to release. So we're going to weave them out with the infinity weave, and you're going to allow the energies to cleanse, and you're allow the moon to illuminate it. Because when you accept who you are and where you are and what's happening to you, then you drop into the magic.
Nan, you're muted again.
Yeah, I know. I was taking some water and letting you guys look at the scale so you could anchor in what you want to focus on. So now, start to focus on the moon. And actually, let me share something first. I want to share this with you first. Unfortunately, we discovered this morning that since I sent this out on Saturday, that there was some kind of glitch, but we've managed to retell the list, and we're working on letting everybody know if you were trying to buy or if you're interested to buy a ticket. It is fixed, nanakasha.com/ceremony. So this full moon is to prepare us for Saturday. And Saturday, because of what I just went through, not because as I was going through that experience, I could have even begun to thought about going on WhatsApp. I didn't know what WhatsApp was. I couldn't function in that way. But in every other time when you're not deep, that deep in, I want us to have a chance to walk through these portals together. So many of you, like the beautiful Julie, who just let me know that you guys were expecting me to be talking. She's been to some of the Bliss Life retreats and many other things that I've done. She's a light body healer. And in this moment, I've been wanting to do my retreats. I had one planned in March and literally days before the shutdown started. So we had to cancel it. And I don't know when we're going to be able to do it. My guess is at least next March, probably maybe longer. And so my friends like Christian here in the picture, who's led some of our ceremonies, who's been at, I think, all of our cacao ceremonies and led a jaguar ceremony. He's an Aztec from the second oldest family living near Teotihuacan. And he's going to be our ceremonial leader. I have these people who are truly beloved to me, who have become dear friends, that we have done sacred ceremony and opened up these portals that we're going through ancient wisdom and things so that we can have access to them more and more. And I don't want to stop. And so like everyone else, we're going to bring these ceremonies online, and this will be the first one. So the beauty is when you come here is your fee, which will support these beautiful sacred record keepers. They perform the ceremony. He has dancers, musicians that will be there. They'll be in full dress like this. And they're doing it in the Casa Corazon, which is our dear friend Carlos's house. And it's deep in Sacbé, Pueblo Sacbé, outside of Playa del Carmen. And he's created this very magical land and built this like fairy tale house and has a temescal and is slowly kept creating sacred spaces. So they will be performing and leading us through the sacred ceremony from that location. And then what we will do is I will start with from where I am here in the Yucatan, and I will tune us into the Lion's Gate the other energies like the Syrians, and we're going to go through preparing where it's all going to be very sacred and channeled. We're going to do a journey and an activation, and then at the second hour we will connect with Christian and his team, and we will receive a Kopal blessing and a calling of the directions and seed offering and a ceremony and dances and a jaguar warrior dance, and I don't remember all the other things he has planned. So this is our chance to come together. And I would love it if you could share it with whoever you think, because this is coming together in sacred space so we can walk through these portals together. And every time you do something like this, right, you cleanse and walk through in sacred space, you shed and you let go. So of course, Cuckoo Khan will be there, and Jaguar, who's an amazing guide and shows us how to move in and out of life and death, whether it is figurative or literal, and how to continue to create a harmony with the planet and live that way. So you can go there and reserve your space, and we will go from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And that is based on what they need, what time of day they need there in order to be with us. So we, Chris and I, created the most beautiful video. So even if you don't come, please go and we'll see the video. It's on my YouTube channel, which is Joyful Nan. And it's also here at nanakasha.com/ceremony. So that is what I'm sharing with you. This is also Christian. And that's what we will be doing on Saturday. And so whether you can join me or not, please create your own sacred moment on Saturday to walk through the height of the portal. Before then, all those energies are already here with us. So use this cleanse today to create the next world. When we move through these portals, like the last one, it was pretty intense. So I must say, I'm like, wow, this is going to be interesting. I shed who I was. We were climbing a tower round and round. And then at one point I was just on this little platform that was just going up with effortlessness. I was just there like, oh, we're going up, we're going up, we're going up. We were going up consciousness. We were going up states. That went on for days where I would go in and out of that. That was happening all the time in one version of me. And then over here, I was in the underworld with Cuckoo Khan. And over here, I was going through past lives and through time and space. And Thoth was teaching me again all the mysteries of sacred geometry and how to move in and out of sacred space and this time and space and space-time, and you know, how to rise out of these. And in the meantime, that means all the levels of my being was transforming or going through metamorphosis. And that's what's happening for all of us, so we can struggle through it. And when it's really intense, like what I just went through or what you're just going through, oh my God, my root chakra just started vibrating. Holy shit. So we're going to have this ceremony and we are coming together. If you're going to do it on your own, don't worry about it. You're going to connect to the Lion's Gate, to Orion, to Sirius, and you can connect to us. You can just send your hearts over here to the Yucatan and to Quintana Roo and connect to the sacred lion. Remember, the lion is the representative of the gold ray, the spiritual, golden spiritual sunlight. It's also representative of Leo, because that's what we're in. But it's what? It's our positive ego. It's that us that says, I love myself and I lay around. You know, cats, they're detached. That's the quality that they hold. This is what we all need. We're detaching from old beliefs, old fears. We're detaching from our old body and shedding it literally. We're detaching from patterns and lifetimes we've had for so long. And we're detaching. And so the sacred geometry is coming in. These cosmic moments are coming in. And right now the full moon is coming in. And also want to invite you to go to my YouTube channel or to my podcast if you prefer audio. And I have a 3-part podcast that's coming out much slower than I'm expected, but the first part is out and it's The Gift in Illness of the Spiritual Reasons for Getting Sick. And just go to YouTube/Nanakasha, slash Joyful Nan. And this next week, I have the full moon and I have the Lionsgate. So part two will come out, and that's where I'll go deeper into my near-death shamanic experience and more of the symbolism and more of what came to me. I went to visit the Blue People and on a blue high mountain. And all I remember, even though I spent a lot of time with them during my death, my heroic shamanic hero's journey type death, was, and I was in these altered states, was I was visiting these people. They were familiar to me. I remembered their super high conscious and that I've been there before. And they took me in, they taught me, they told me a lot of things. And of course, I don't remember them now. So, but I came back and they would pop in and out of my consciousness. And I started calling them the Blue People. And then information started showing up saying, those are the Syrians. So the Syrians came in at the early part of when Sirius aligns for this whole thing we're in right now. And they have been working with me, and I'm sure that they're, yes, they're here. Thank you. So the third part of that series on the spiritual meaning of getting sick is how to decipher your illness. So how to find the meaning and the symbolism. So I told you a little bit, like I started figuring out, oh, wait a minute. This wasn't like, what the hell? That was so weird. Why would this bee do that? And I've worked with bees. Well, guess what? In two of my retreats, we called on the bees. We worked with the bee gods. We had amazing experiences where we levitated and the bees were under the ground and just all kinds of crazy stuff with the bees. And the bees, the Maya, had a bee god. And I we went to a Maya family that live off the land and saw their, got to see their sacred beehive type. They cultivate them and they use it as medicine, and they're very respectful of the bee. And so I have this deep connection. So I was like, oh, wait a minute, that's a shaman. And the shaman came and injected me like an ayahuasca ceremony, like you take sacred medicine or when you get sick. It's similar, right? You go through altered states. Your body reacts in violent ways, tries to kill you. And so what happens, right? You come out a different person, and that's what's possible. So the next time you have illness, take a look at those podcasts, but please just accept that it's a gift. Remember that you're going to go up from fear into towards acceptance. All right. Beautiful. All right. So are we ready? Ooh, 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 ooh. I didn't realize that I put my blue watery goddessy outfit on, and the blue people are here, and I'm wearing my blue, evil eye, blue beaded bracelet. And so I think we're ready. So what I would recommend is for you to get a sip of water like I'm going to do now, and to lay down, to get comfy, just wiggle around, to let all the jitters out. Maybe take a few breaths. And come into this moment a little bit deeper. Okay, so I wanted to say thank you to everybody, especially if you came here and Facebook twice, and congratulations because you're about to receive your goodies for being willing to move closer to your highest state. And I want to say thank you to my beloved Julie, who I've known a long time and see blossom in beautiful ways, and she's a silver moon goddess. So we're very blessed to have her with us, because on this full moon, we are really in connection with the silver goddess Ray. And I want to thank Jason Samadhi, my dear friend, for bringing his new breath, his new energy field into this. He's a breath of fresh air. He's a breath work, newly certified breathwork person who I'm going to have a session with soon, and I'm going to share it with you. And so thank you for being here, and thank you everyone else. I think Julie B's here too. And I want you to feel yourself calling into your heart, into this moment, and say, be here now. Take a deep breath in. Let it build in your heart, clearing the space in your heart, bigger and bigger, more and more open, creating space just for you, and then blow it out. And feel that intention to be here now, moving out through your field, through your cells and your body, through your mind, out through your emotions. And like you're reeling in, you know, remember that fishing reel? You're reeling in the silver lines of your energy that you've put out there, that you've sent out there to keep alive that argument with your ex, or that fear of failing, or that pattern you have with your mother, or that story of being a victim or not good enough, or whatever it is. We all have these. We all have these. And if somebody tells you they don't, then move to a place where people accept we're all on this path together. You move from where you are to the next perfect place for you right now, right here. And we can walk next to each other. People who are vibrating up at acceptance or joy or bliss or peace, and people who are vibrating in shame and guilt, we can walk next to each other. And guess what? We begin to share our energies and uplift each other. So feel that silver goddess ray. Be here now as she helps to illuminate the path for long forgotten fears and unserving patterns and karmic knots and ancestral pacts and old obligations and agreements and conflicting and confusing belief systems. Do you have a system that tells you that to be a good person, your family or your church or your culture said you have to be this way, and now you're feeling drawn to crystals and psychics and the moon and the trees or the fairies are talking to you, and you're seeing energies, or you feel yourself awakening to other realms? Well, you're supposed to, because you are divine and you are multidimensional and you are a part of the infinite field. So those silver goddess ray, feel the full moon now. And feel how the lion gold ray energy is pulsing through her. And you can close your eyes if you haven't. The full moon on the screen right now is like a golden orange one. And that's this fiery gold God, lion, willpower, love, power, personal power. Owning your power, solar plexus, central sun. And now you feel that silver goddess ray flowing like beautiful strands of silver hair flowing in the wind. And out to the moon, and the gold moon, and the lion Leo, and the Sirius blue indigo, and the Orion's stargate. We align and we feel that beautiful lion or lioness. Feel that gold ray energy beaming down onto you, riding the wave of the silver strands of the silver goddess ray, gently flowing. There is no effort. Relax deeper and take another breath in. Take it in through your nose. Slow up, up, up. Over the forehead, the brain, the pineal, all the parts of your inner eye, and feel it pour like a waterfall down. Eyes, throat, heart, heart. And when you're ready to let it go, oh, sigh and let yourself relax deeper. Let go. Rise up from wherever you are. Surrender. Unhook. And say in your heart, oh, yes, yes, I am ready. I am willing to accept who I am, what I am, that I am love and I am light and I am infinite. And relax like you're sinking deeper, deeper, like you're becoming liquid. And literally beginning to drain effortlessly out of this reality and this moment and down out of the story into the river of light, into this beautiful lake or river or ocean that the full moon is reflecting in. Yes, I am that I am, and everything else I was told I needed to be, or I decided to believe I should be, or the way I thought the world would be, or I thought what I should have, or I should have done, or I could have done, or failed at. It's just the story. And you feel as you let go of that story, the gold ray pouring into your veins, into your lungs. Breathe in through your heart. The gold ray lights up your heart. And fiery water pours down into your belly, in to your solar plexus, into your central sun. As it ignites your central sun, you feel and sense that it's time, and you let go. Suddenly your body relaxes deeper. You feel yourself as if you're deflating. All the pressure is moving away. You're sinking as if into a deep and comfortable couch. Everything is fading away. And you move down this golden waterfall of light into the center of your belly. The light is bright, but the gold ray refracts through a crystal pyramid in the center of your solar plexus. You flow closer and closer to this pyramid and breathe in again. You feel a secret message, sacred words coming to you, and you chant them. Your body pulses with them. Your cells repeat them. Something ancient, something new meet. A lock opens within you. You flow to the crystal pyramid, chanting these words. I am that I am. Iye. Escher. Iye. I am light. I am flow. Oh, I am infinite. I accept. Transcend. I'm ready and willing. And I am open and receptive to release all patterns, known and unknown, conscious and unconscious, in any chakra, in any body, subtle body, in any part of my physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, financial, relational bodies, in my environment. I release my attachments, my agreements, my obligations, my vows, my addictions. I release them. I give myself permission. I open my inner voice, my inner eye, the eye in my heart, the all-seeing eye that's connected to my soul. And now I'm ready. Feel melting, dissolving, shifting energies as if vines that had held your body tight like a straitjacket, or heaviness on your chest, or fear, deep, dark tar living in your sacral, chains on your feet, blinds on your eyes, gags on your mouth, ropes on your neck. They're dissolving in this gold light. The passcodes, the passwords, the keys to these programs that you put there from your soul now flow. You're flowing in this energy. It's infusing you. You feel slowly, the pressure releasing. Oh, I can do this. The anger draining, the worry, the anxiety. All of it draining, continuing, layer after layer, down through your Earth Star into Gaia, her open arms drinking in all the old energies, all the old agreements, all the heaviness. And Ishel, Gaia, and your divine feminine, everyone has it. Regardless if you're masculine or feminine or male or female in this life. The triple goddess now forms a pyramid of light around you, and you flow directly into this crystal light in the center of your solar plexus. In here, it is night. The golden sunlight, the lion gate, the opening to come is outside and in here. The flow, the water, the field of infinite abundance that you flow in is deep blue. The sky is velvet blue. The stars are infinite The comets and meteor showers are everywhere. And Ishel and the triple moon goddess. Are brightly shining the silver goddess ray, illuminating the deeper level, the shadow level, the fear level. Safe within this beautiful space, surrounded by the love and protection of the gold god ray and the lion, and within the womb of the triple goddess, bathed in the unconditional love of the divine mother through the silver luminous illumination of the moon. Relax and let her show you and reveal the beautiful, incredible universe that you are. And part of that universe is the fears, the agreements to no longer allow your voice to be heard, to be seen, to let anyone know you're spiritual or a light worker or a healer, or you're seeing and hearing beautiful beings and spirit guides, or you're evolving faster than those you love. Release the fear of what will they think. I don't want to offend or hurt anyone. What if I'm outcast, left alone? You will rise up and meet those at a higher state that are on your wavelength and empower and walk next to you. There is a hand of light. There is a boost of divine light. And you are lifted up and up, moving, just relax and accept and feel your emotional body letting go. Invite all of your fears, accept and allow yourself to transcend. Feel Cuckoo Khan, feel yourself moving up, back and forth through highs and lows, through life experiences, gaining wisdom and power, and now shed everything that came before. And now keep moving up until you see the light at the end of the tunnel, till you emerge through the moon. You can only move through the portal of the moon if you can stand in pure illumination. Keep letting go. Let go of all your expectations and judgments, all of your ideas that you are anything but absolutely exactly where you are, what is optimal for you, and that from here you can quantum leap through this moment. Feel the fears of money, success, career, and business. Invite them in. You're creating more and more ability to be accepting and make it inviting. Tell these fears you really want them to come. I want you to come and talk to you. I know I put you in place. I know that it's time for us to talk again and bring you out of the shadows. I know you have doorways and solutions and strength, and it's time to look at these again, to rise up together, and to give you a new, more enlightened work to help me rise, release the fear, drop deeper, go through each layer. If you have fears or sore throats or fears of speaking up, dive into it and simply say, I'm ready and willing to see it or not, to release it freely, to thank it graciously, and to look up. To look up, up, keep moving, and shed. The violet flame is moving through now with the silver and the goddess ray, the silver and the gold ray. All three are twining together and moving down through every level of your being, every chakra, every subtle body. Twisting and winding and cleansing and clearing and unraveling and enlightening. Relax and let it move through. And keep inviting the fears to come forward. And as they do, you feel these rays cleansing, clearing them, unraveling them, deciphering them, panning them for gold and releasing the rest down to your feet, down into Gaia, down. As you receive the gifts of being willing to move through what you have felt and done and experienced in this life, accept the cleanse and the help and enjoy until I bring you back. And now as you feel the cleansing happening, you're releasing, feel as if you are lighter and lighter. And you keep becoming more liquid, more flow. You keep separating from the heavy energies of guilt, shame, fear, regret, anger, anxiety, depression. You keep releasing the addiction, the desire, the craving, the disappointment, it keeps moving out effortlessly. And you look up, you look up. And now you see the light and you feel this beautiful blue indigo ray, the ray from Sirius, the Sirian, who've created a stairway of ascension to guide you if you step onto their ray. So feel it and breathe it in. Allow it to draw you up, up, lighter and lighter, floating more, letting go, melting, trusting that what goes right now is going to free you for something bigger, better. Your purpose is in this beautiful indigo blue ray. Feel it enveloping you and feel this pathway opening into the moon. And it's lined with the Syrians, the beautiful indigo blue people. They are there to light the way, to give you presents and messages, to clear you and cleanse you, to thank you, to honor you, to welcome you. Walk to the moon and enter this gateway where we will all continue to cleanse until the lion's gate. Let go and allow the Syrians to take, to remove, to dissolve, to let go, to free you, to gift you, to renew you. Whatever it is you need is right here. Walk forward with love in each step, light in your heart, looking up. I am the light, I am the light. I release all darkness within me. I am the light. I am the light. I release all darkness within me. I am the light. I am the light. I release all darkness within me. And as you move along this path with each of these light beings, clearing and cleansing, connecting, disconnecting, releasing, illuminating, you feel as if you're taking off layer and layer of skin and belief and personality, ego and identity, attachments. Detachment is the energy of the cat. And you enter the moon, the light portal, and are enveloped in the light. And like a plant or a seed, that light begins to awaken within you. The blueprint of your next level on your soul's evolution. Relax and receive the nurturing, the light, the warmth, and allow this new you to appear from within. No creation, no effort. Allow, accept, come into harmony. Watch, receive, and enjoy. And in this light of love and illumination, you feel the most warm and beautiful, divine, unconditional love. And you feel directly into your heart the beat, I am that I am, and I accept that I am love, and I release fear. The blue and indigo ray moves through you with each moment and declaration. I am that I am, and I accept that I am peace, and I release grief and regret. And the blue ray moves through you. I accept that I am joy, and I release anger, desire, addiction, frustration, and craving. I release the need to know. I release depression. And the blue ray moves through you and replaces those with joy and abundance. And you feel lighter and lighter now. And you feel this chamber of light beginning to open like the light at the end of the tunnel. I accept that I am pure love. I feel reverence, loving, and I'm ready for a revelation. I'm ready to emerge from Kokukan, and I shed the rest of these energies that are ready to go at this time. And as you shed, you feel the feathers growing around your head and your face and around your crown and your enormous headdress beginning to appear, your wings on your back or your feet or your hands or your head. And you emerge slowly. I accept illumination, bliss, serenity, all beingness. And you emerge into your own new reality and state, a higher state of being, lighter, shed of all that old drama. So much has moved and shifted. You float up and play with your wings and your feathers, your clarity, your new inner eye, the illumination, the peace. You feel gratitude pouring through you. Soar, soar. Move in to pure appreciation. Delight. Explore the new you. This part of your time-space continuum, this life, this light tunnel between you now and the full opening of the Lion's Gate, 8-8, will be your playground. Play and dance in this light. Imagine and create what is the highest level of indescribable feelings of pure consciousness, joy, pure love of self, freedom and lightness. Travel up here again every time between today and the Lion's Gate. You feel yourself pulled back into your life, pulled down by circumstances, news, life, day to day. Relax and feel this. Affirm, yes, this is my new state. I have permanently opened this portal, begun to cleanse the fears and free my attachments. Thank you, Silver Ray. Thank you, Moon. Thank you to this moment and to the Lion. Feel gratitude pouring through you, bubbles and light rays and infinite spirals and colors of the rainbow and the full color spectrum all moving through you now. Feel and anchor this light feeling of your feathers, your wings, your headdress, your wisdom, your new open eye in your heart. Walk with the Moon and the Lion and the indigo blue ray. And see that our beloved guides and helpers, our brothers and sisters, as divine beings of light, creating these experiences, building this new world, the Assyrians line this pathway, this tunnel of light, leading each of us to the center gateway on Saturday. Come back here each day between now and then and remember, delight, dance, release, shed. Bring the pain and the fear, release it again and again if need be. Bring it to the light. Look up, look up. Take a deep breath in. Pull yourself back into your body with the Moon and the Silver Ray, with the Gold Ray. Feel the Lion, the Assyrians, the Silver Goddess standing around you, the Triple Goddess. Relax back into your body and say, I am that I am. I am light. I am flow. I am love. I am infinite, and feel it anchoring the pathway, the shedding. Say, yes, I have, and feel the life force pouring into your body. Renewed, rejuvenated, alive, more energy, more power, more clarity. You feel expanded. Yes, yes, yes. I am that I am. EA Escher EA. I am joy. I am bliss. I am peace. I am one, and I am here at this moment reconnecting to the truth and power that I am, and I embody my light. I keep a clear and open channel to my heart, to my soul, to my truth, to my soul blueprint, and I allow my inner voice and my inner wisdom, protected in a clear and open channel for my highest good, and what is optimal me at this time, for me at this time, in every way. Feel it anchoring into yourselves, into your breath and your heart. Melt down, fully embody your body. Feel your feet and wiggle your toes. Thank you, Gaia. Breathe and completely breathe down into your belly and feel that solar plexus alive. Feel that beautiful flow of gold ray continuously to pour through your heart and down into your solar plexus, continuing to bring light and cleansing, illumination, passwords and codes. Yes, I accept. Relax into the moment. And now one more breath to fully embody this exchange, this transformation, this opening, and breathe in through your chest, out and down your hands, and feel your hands come alive, up your throat, tongue, nose, eyes, ears, all the way into your brain, your pineal, your pituitary, and out your crown. Yes, I am that I am. And I am one with my soul purpose. Relax and feel like a fountain, the silver, gold, and violet flame, these liquid light like a fountain around you. Pouring around you, continuously cleansing and illuminating everything that's going to come up between now and the gate. Continue to cleanse. Remember to tune in once a day and give great thanks in each moment for what appears. Challenging or not, say thank you, I accept you. What do you have to say to me? Let's remerge. Let's come back together. Let's complete this old fear and release it. Write it down if you need to. Create a contract and say it's complete, it's terminated, it's done. Rip it up, burn it, flush it, see it dissolving. Hand it to the light. Give it to the lion. Let the Syrians dissolve it and reveal the diamond within each and every fear with their golden indigo ray. You're on a path of profound transformation. Cleanse, purify, take salt baths, stand in the shower, think joy, drink teas or things that are cleansing, honor yourself. We're moving into a very important portal. None of us know exactly how we'll move through it. Remember, you're divine and you're loved and you're important and you're here for a reason. You are here in this exact moment because you are needed. The more you release, the more you accept yourself, your power, your wisdom, the more you receive all of the communication from the subtle realms, from your higher self, from your body elemental, from your illness or your fear, from your stuckness or your financial crisis, from whatever is happening in your life, it's speaking to you. It's gifting you an opportunity to let it go, to understand it, to come back together in harmony. Love every part of you unconditionally. And if you don't know how, just say, I'm ready and willing. I'm open and receptive. Let's do this. Come on in. Create an acceptance lounge within your heart and keep inviting the fears to come up. This is a process I do with my clients and my students in Infinity Light Weaving or Light Body School or my soul sessions. If you want to work with me in any other way, just email. We can chat or we'll just tell you what it is if that feels optimal to you. And again, I want to invite you to please complete this journey with me. Let's come together. The more of us that are together, the more power there is. We each have key codes and passwords. We each have passed through some of these gateways and have different strengths and wisdom. Your fear, your pain, your abuse, your tragedy, your struggle, your illnesses, they are your powers. Let all the thoughts and feelings you have around any of them melt this week and come into sacred space. Let me and Christian and our Bliss Life Ceremony team bring in the Mayan ancestors, bring in the sacred Copal, Palo Santo, white sage, crystals. We're going to call on all the nature spirits. We're going to work with the Sirians, of course. We're going to walk through the Stargate of Orion. We're going to move through the Lion's Gate together, and the Lion's Gate has many powerful energies. The very first retreat I did, spiritual retreat, purely spiritual, not like money, business, spiritual belief-oriented one, was for the Lion's Gate, and Julie was there. And some of the other of you might have been there too. This is one of my favorite portals, and I hope that we can go into ceremony together. Let's go ahead and honor and respect and release the energies from this moment, thanking the moon and the silver god ray and the lion. And thank yourself for taking the time and for being here. You're the only one who can decide what to think, what to feel, the meaning to make out of anything, whether to release and rise up. And no matter how hard it feels in the moment, know that we have all been there, that we are in this together, that see it or not, we are walking towards the horizon and the new dawn together. It is the awakening. You have support. There are so many lifetimes of who you are that are waiting to help you, that are clearing the way. Right now, we happen to have the lion and the moon and these other energies and the Sirian energy. And for me, Kukulkan and Thoth, and maybe for you too, or maybe some other energies. Know that the veil is thinner and thinner every day. Your ability to receive guidance and information is awakening in every day. Take time to listen. Be still. Meditate, stare, ponder, walk, be alone. Look at the moon or the sun or the sunrise. Sit down with a pen and a paper and light some incense and drink something beautiful. Have a cup of cacao. Open your heart. Release and love yourself. This is a welcoming. This is a spiritual reunion. This is a spiritual retrieval and putting the pieces of you back together so you can all walk back together through these portals, the more of you that's together too. Remember to check out these three podcasts, and they're not coming on those dates. And let's see. I guess that's it for there. That's the rest of that. All right. Thank you, everyone. Actually, I want to stop and say goodbye. Hello, my beloveds. What a beautiful, amazing experience. I'm not quite back in my body right now. I want to tell you that what I'm seeing is a hand of light coming from my heart to all of you. I know that if you're here in my circle, that you are looking to the light, that you have been moving through so much, and that you know and feel the shifts, and you may not know what's next or understand what has happened, but that the fact that you are here, the fact that you are giving yourself these kinds of experiences is very profound. And I am moved because the more of us that focus on the light, raising our own vibration, regardless of what drama is going on outside, the more we can help everyone else. So the stairwell that I was going up with Thoth all the way through my shamanic death and my traveling the different worlds, it was like every time I would tune in, it was this ivory tower, and we were just going up this spiral staircase. We're just raising up like this, and I'm looking up. And I knew that that was what my training had created within me, that I went to that. You have guides. You have a connection. And whether you don't hear it or hear it a little or get visions or don't get visions or get downloads and leave for 3 days or whatever level it is you're at, just know that your job right now is simply acceptance, accepting and loving who you are and letting go. And I know there's some of my private clients on here, and I know that you've shed so much. And you've seen the profound change in how you experience life. And it may not change the people around you, but it changes your reality. So go deeper, be stiller, and know that I send you love from my heart and a hand So the other thing that I've learned through many traumas that I've experienced, several years ago, I smashed my face. I left my body and my light team came and dropped me on the pavement, smashed my face open. It gave me a 3-day concussion that I couldn't see or speak. And I just throwed up constantly. And I don't even know what my physical body was doing, but I knew going into it that this was an upgrade. And I even had a client call me and tell me, go lay down. Oh my gosh, this is happening to you. These light guides around you and so on. Because I went through it in bliss, and you'll see bliss is peace. It's way up there on the scale, right? So the physical trauma was still happening to my body, but I was laying in my bedroom completely blissed out. I was experiencing that level of what's happening. So if we trust what's leaving our lives, what's happening in the world, instead of struggling with it, don't get into these dramatic conversations, whether it's on Facebook or with your family or wherever it is. Detach. Remember that the cat energy, the lion energy, is giving you the quality of detachment. And this is a frequency. It's a remedy that I can make, that I use to sell to people. And it just means you rise up to transcendence. It means you go into acceptance. And then from there, you can see new things and experience new lives. Now, I know that I used to be afraid of going too fast, to leaving my old life and leaving people behind and thinking that if I go too fast, if I follow this quantum leap, if I work on myself this way, that I will be all alone. You won't. I want to assure you. And somebody said to me, I forget who, yes, but if you go at the speed you know you're meant to, if you let go and leap to that next level, there's people there, and they're going to be the ones that are vibrating with you. And that's going to be the joyful, delightful transformation, at least with the people at the same level. And know that when you rise up, you don't leave the people you love behind. You might have to detach from them if they're too into drama. And yet you're going to rise to the point where you leave a trail of light for everyone to follow, but you can't force them. Remember, you can't lead a horse to water. You can't make them drink. You can tell everybody about the awakening. You can lead them to the light. You can't make them want it or believe it or be willing to face their fears, but don't let them stop you. We need you. And I thank you. And I love you. So my visualization for a long time now is looking up and seeing a hand coming down from just like through the clouds or something from a higher level estate and saying, we got you. If you want a hand up, we've got you. Well, if you can't see that or you can't do that, I am here to be a gateway for you. And I'll reach my hand and bring you as high as I can. That's what's optimal for you. So see that hand, look inside, keep saying, I'm ready and willing, I'm open and receptive to release, to rise, to see, to align with my soul signature frequency. Namaste. Ah, I love you so much. I have to put my eyeballs on to see what's happening. Thank you all. I'm going to unmute and we can all say goodbye. No, it says mute. Where do I not mute? Cancel. I guess I can't. It must be one of their new rules on here is I can't unmute you without your permission. So if you want to unmute yourself and say goodbye, you can. Otherwise, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can just take a peek at the chat window. Woohoo, let's do this. What was the secret from your hospital experience? Ooh, well, watch my next podcast. I'm going to go deeper into that. Thank you, Julie. Beloved Nan. Marnie said, can't express my love and gratitude enough for you in offering this and more. So nice to see you, honey. Will there be a replay, please? Absolutely. We're going to get this up right now as soon as possible within an hour on YouTube. So if you go to youtube.com/joyfulnan, joyful Nan, all one word, it will be up there. It will be on my podcast. We'll send out an email. We'll put a post up on Facebook and for this replay. And Male, thank you. This has been so nurturing and healing. I needed a session like this. Thanks for your generosity. Blessed be, honey. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, V Floor. Namaste. Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Spread your love and your light.